Morning, Jim. Are you there and all ready to go?
We're all set. Good morning. Good afternoon.
How's the storm?
So they're saying it's supposed to be epic proportions. So we have several people that didn't make it, and I'm sure several that are wondering about how they're going to make it home. So if people need to leave, I think they'll get up and leave.
Yes.
We do have a lot of people that have dialed in, and for those on the phone, if you could put your phones on mute if you're not talking.
Thank you. I think from our side, Jim, we only have one on the phone. That's James Luke. He had lightning storms in Johannesburg, would you believe? Yeah. And that's kept him away. Who have you got on the phone?
Who do we have on the phone? The only person I've heard
Rita
was Jay Hansen.
Rita Stitz is on the phone.
Who's that?
Rita.
Greg Nelson.
Hi, James Luke here.
Yeah,
Greg Nelson.
Karen Brooks.
Karen Brooks.
Yep.
It's Marty Bauman.
Marty Bauman. Marty Bauman.
Jim Dolinar.
Jim Dolinar.
Jay Hansen.
Jay Hansen. I think that's our phone attendant.
John Armour.
Who was that?
John Armour.
Right. John Armour.
So, Jim, you've got about six there that I can count. So, logistically, it's going to be a little bit difficult, isn't it? How do you want to do it? Do you want to leave the people on the phone till the end or at the beginning? Or, you know, how do we make sure we don't miss anybody?
I think we can, if we see the flags around the room and then get those, and then we'll give a chance maybe at the end of each discussion, Ian, for anyone on the phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's good. Okay. All right. Well, having got that over, I hope the storm doesn't come too soon. So first of all, I'd like to welcome everybody. James Luke, I was going to welcome, but he's not here in person. He is on the line. And Phil Bowden, nice to see you, Phil, from Deloitte. Jim, you might like to outline your newcomers.
Yeah, we have two new members. We have Brett Cohen from PricewaterhouseCoopers and Brian Allen from KPMG. We also have Jim Schnur, the SEC's chief accountant, serving for the first time at this point.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a strange connection. I think you'll have to speak very directly into the microphones, because we're getting kind of half of what's said.
Okay.
So I think without further ado, we'll hand over to Henry and Cullen. Cullen, to take us through the some of the admin items.
Sure, I'd be happy to, and I'll be brief in the interest of time. As many of you likely have already noticed, we decided to make a few changes to the meeting materials, both the meeting summaries, as well as the staff papers that have the implementation questions. We made these changes in direct response to feedback that we received from TRG members, as well as other stakeholders. As it relates to the meeting summaries, we have tried to be clearer on what the views of a majority of TRG members are on particular issues, how those views link directly to the guidance. So we've provided specific references to specific paragraph references to the literature. And then finally, we've stated whether the staff thinks that those majority views are consistent with the standard. As it relates to the papers with the implementation questions, the staff has continued to include all of the interpretations that we are aware of from stakeholders for a particular question. However, we've taken it one step further, and we've provided the staff's view as to whether or not we think each of those interpretations are consistent or inconsistent with the new revenue standard. Some of the implementation questions that we will discuss today necessarily require the use of judgment. And for those types of questions, there are cases, for example, where the staff thinks that more than one interpretation might be a reasonable way to achieve being consistent with the principle in the revenue standard. So after today's meeting, we welcome your feedback on on these two documents as well as any other aspect of the TRG for that matter. One final administrative note is that we wanted to make it clear to stakeholders that we continue to welcome your submissions, and any stakeholder can submit an implementation question. I have received a few calls from preparers who were concerned that they had heard the window for submitting questions was closed after the January meeting, and that is in fact not the case. We continue to welcome your questions. In fact, we have three more meetings scheduled already for 2015. Henry, did you have anything you'd like to add?
No, Colin, I think you've covered everything there. Thank you.
Okay, great.